Eric, thank you for being on the Art of Money radio show today.
Thank you, Art of Money. I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
So you're a big golfer.
Yeah,
did
I love
you
it.
Play some golf today?
No, I played yesterday.
How'd you play?
I played okay. I mean, I shot an 83, but it wasn't a good 83. I mean, I played it.
83 with a little nudge here, a little nudge
there. No, because I was betting. I was gambling. I played with me, Richard Dent, Marcus Allen, and Ricky Jackson played yesterday. We played at MJ's golf course out past Jupiter. Really nice course. I think it's called Cougar 23 or something like that.
Nice.
But nice course.
And I know you love it. So,
love it.
I mean, it's one of those sports you just got to put in the time.
Man, you got to put in time. And I'm struggling with my driver right now. I'm like struggling, man. One minute I hit it good, and next minute, like, who the hell is that? So it is.
Is it just handsy? I mean, or is it?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's mental. I mean, it really is. Because on the range, I can hit it perfect. I mean, and then I get to the course, and all of a sudden, I just get lockup moment. And the caddy say, "You stop. You won't swing." And that's how I can feel it. It's like I just like get down and just. Ugh.
You're just not loose. You're just all tight.
Just with the driver. Irons, I'm fine, but driving, I'm just.
Awesome. You could always leave it in the bag.
Come on, man. That's too much. Like right. Yeah.
Well, I know that you do a lot of work in your area, and I know that your son kind of learned to run. Like you did upright. You know, we talked a little bit last time when we were doing our interview before where he kind of ran wrong like you ran wrong.
They say you ran wrong. You got it.
But how's he been doing? How's the kids doing?
My son's great. My son and daughter is good. My son plays, well, first of all, my daughter, she runs track. She runs 100 and 400, I mean, 400 and 200.
Does she run wrong too?
She runs wrong too. She runs straight up too. And my son, I give my son credit. You know, he watched his sister run. You know, working at track practice, and because I would always tell him, you know, watch your form, and he started just mimicking her. And he plays flag football, and man, is he fast. I mean, and I'm not just saying it. I mean, I'm not saying my son's gonna play pro football or nothing like that. You know, if he wants to play, I'll most definitely let him play. But I won't let him play football until he's at least 12 or 13 years old. But
just because of the impact?
Yeah, I know the physicality of that game.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
And I didn't understand it then. And my mom, who raised me, Viola Dickerson, she hated football. She hated that sport. She said, Eric, that sport is abusive to your body. It's violent. She said, it's going to cause you problems. It's going to cause problems later. And she loved baseball and track. And I played baseball, but you know what? Baseball wasn't fast enough for me, and the girls like the football players. So, being in Texas, I like football.
So the girls like the football players.
Yeah, now I'm a sucker. I like the girls.
Yeah, I think I can relate. I can relate. So, what was it like being on Celebrity Apprentice?
You know what? That was not my thing.
It wasn't?
No, I really wasn't. I mean, they asked me for like 3 years to get on, and I said no, and then finally did in L.A. And I asked him, I said, hey, if I get kicked off, can I go home? Because that was one of the things they had in New York. I said, well, I'm not going to stay in New York for a month if I get kicked off early. They said, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, working with Arnold Schwarzenegger and all the mm-hmm. girls and the guys, it was cool. But, you know, I'm not looking for that celebrityism, if you want to call it that.
You already are that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just not me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like red carpets. You know, I'm not. So it really wasn't. It was my cup of tea, but it was something I'm glad I did because I'll never do it again.
I know you're passionate about your kids. I know you're passionate about golf. What else are you passionate about right now in your career, in this second level of your professional career?
Well, passionate, I would say, about my God. I'm passionate about my God, and you know, I'm kind of like my dad in that aspect. I don't push him on anyone. You
sure.
know, if you ask me about my religion, I'll tell you about it. And
sure.
I just feel like that. And I got a really good call this morning from my oldest daughter, Erica. And when she was little, you know, I would take her to church. And
mm-hmm.
I have a granddaughter now. So, you know, I talk to her quite often and see her. And this morning she called me. She just got back from Florida. She works for her mom's company, Beauty Blender. So I know most ladies know what Beauty Blender is. You say that, oh, Beauty Blender, can I get some? And she said to me, she said, Dad, you know what? You know, and it's sad to say, you know, after the tragedy that happened in L.A. with Kobe and all those
yeah.
other family members, she said, Dad, I want to start going to church. I'm going to try to find a church. And that, man, that made me so happy. It really did. I told her, it really made me happy to hear her say that she wants to start going to church because, you know, like I said, I just feel like for all of us here, this is a stopover. It's just a layover. And, you know, I'm proud of that. And I'm passionate about that.
Well said. And I think, you know, it gives us that part of who we are where it's bigger than us.
But most
you know, definitely. Like you have I don't know, always there's always somebody watching, you know, so the character check, you know, and you have those things, those quiet times, those quiet moments. But we're very involved with our church too.
Yeah.
But we've never been pushy on that either. It's just, it's either it is what you are or...
It is or you isn't, and you is or you aren't. And, I'll say, because I can think of, I'll talk about this story, my cousin Dexter Manley, that played for the Washington Redskins.
Yep.
And I won't forget when, this was years ago, we were playing football. And I used to ask him, I talked to him about God. He called me, "Are you Bible thumpers, Bible thumpers?" You know, and I'm not, I wasn't a Bible thumper, really.
Right.
And I said, "Dexter," I said, "Man," I said, "let me ask you a question." I said, "So you don't believe, it's no such thing as God?" He said, "Man, Eric, I've done everything on my own." I said, "Well, let's go hypothetically. Let's say hypothetically, we're going to say in one sense there is a God and in one sense there is not a God. So we're going to say there is not a God and you've done everything on your own and everything is about you. And when you die, you die. And it's just darkness and it's no more. And it's
just
nothing else. That's it. You're done." And it's just like, okay. Yep. He said, "Okay, that's fine." He said, "That's what I believe. Okay, now let's go the other route. Let's say there is a God. There's a God. All you have to do is acknowledge him, talk about him, serve him. You know, what does it take you? Time. It's just time. Time is precious. There's time.
Right. Relationship.
Listen, and let's just say at the end of the road, you either go to heaven or hell. Now, there is a hell, too. Let's keep that in mind. There is a hell. There's a damnation. You burn forever, you know, whatever it is, or you tormented forever. And then I say on the other side, there's a heaven. And it's just what it says, you know, what you think it is. It's everlasting. It's, you know, it's peace. It's great. And I say, so, and when you find out you die, now you find out there really is a God. I say, then you go, I say, so look at it. I say, what do you have to lose? In a sense, but just a little time.
Yep.
And the funny thing is now he's a believer.
That's all awesome.
He's a believer. And that makes me really happy. So, you know, I say those are some of my passions.
Well, Eric, thank you for taking the time to spend time on the Art of Money radio show. Appreciate
thank you. Thank you.
And I appreciate you sharing a little bit about your faith, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.